Right now, I'm so excited to have in studio Melanie Cooper from the Arts Council of York County to bring us up to date with all the happenings over there.
Yes.
And there's always lots of good things going on.
That's right. Art is alive. It is. We give you things to do almost every week. It's amazing.
Very true.
And even when we're not doing true programming, you can always come into the gallery. So we've always got something hanging in there.
Who knew? There's art. On top of the happenings, there is art.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So what can we expect in the month of September as we head into the fall season, really October and November?
Sure. So September kicks off with Art on Tap. It is, I guess, our third year now, and we do it at the Geddes Art Center. It is an art market. It is craft beer. It is food by the Taco Boys. There's music by a band called Cyan and another one called the Wildcats Blues Band, featuring Alf Ward and some of his friends. So we're excited to have them. And then there's going to be kids' activities, and just it's a great time. It's a free event, and we are hoping people come to it on Friday, the 13th of September. Yeah. So that's from 3 to 8 p.m. We'll serve beer and food from 5 to 8 p.m. So come on down. Don't bother going home and fixing anything that night. Come see us, and the Taco Boys will get you.
Yeah, you'll be happy.
Fixed up.
And that's at the Geddes?
It is at the Geddes Art Center here in Old Town. Yeah, it was one of the programs. That building, a lot of people don't know what it is. They don't know what's going on inside of it. We have artist studios. Downtown Artistry is there. The Rock Hill Pottery Center is there. There's so much going on in there all the time. And we just want people to understand that they can come on in and, you know, shop locally, see what artists are up to, just have a great time in Old Town.
It's so one of a kind. Remember, we did a story with that over at CN2, and I was blown away that it was down where it was located, and the one-of-a-kind art pieces that you can get for people that are hard to shop for on your list, and it's all locally. It's just really unique stuff. It's really cool, so that's good to know.
And, I mean, its outside is gorgeous, but the inside is equally as gorgeous. I mean, it's still got all of the post office boxes from the 1930s. The restored courtroom is upstairs where concerts are held. We just had VHS there a few weeks ago. So it's a really beautiful building on the inside as well. It's not one that was converted and turned into kind of a faceless, office building or anything. Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. All right. What else we have?
We have a new exhibit. Well, our current exhibit closes on Friday. So if you haven't come by the Center for the Arts to see Permanence and Bent Knee, come by because there's some amazing artwork in there. The new one opens on the 13th of September. We have two. We have one in the Dalton Gallery at the front. It's called Reflecting Her Story, and it's works by Vivian Carey, Caroline Rust, and Noor Ul Ain Zaib. I believe she's from Pakistan.
Sounds good.
So there's video, and she's a video artist. And then we have several different both 2D and 3D artworks that'll be going on the wall by Caroline and Vivian. And in the Perimeter Gallery, we have the Artful Bra Project opening.
Yes, and remind us about that
as well. That would have been perfect.
Sorry, I had to put my pencil down. I fidget too much, and I've just broke it.
It flew across the room.
I'm sorry.
I heard the tink, but I didn't see anything.
You are a true professional. Right. We get distracted easily.
I know. I cannot say that I was
I'm
in that
sorry.
Moment.
I literally
I'm
just
like, put, really? Really, Lucas?
I put my pen down on the desk, teacher. Okay. But the art project, boy, this is a really unique project.
It is.
It was pretty cool. So let's bring us up to speed about this one.
Absolutely. So the Artful Bra Project was something that we did years ago, and we partnered with the South Carolina Quilters Guild. Their quilters had created one-of-a-kind works of art that were built from bras, and it was to increase awareness of women's health and breast cancer awareness month. And we decided that we would pick that project up this year, and we've invited artists from around York County and the Charlotte region to participate. So we have about 15 artists, I believe, 15 or 16 artists who have signed on to take a bra as the basis and turn it into a work of art, and that will be hanging in the Perimeter Gallery throughout September 13th through October 27th. And the neat thing about this exhibit is it's not just art for art's sake. It's not on the wall just because. We are actually raising money for the Breast Screening Source of York County. We will be auctioning off all of the works of art in the Artful Bra Project online from October 10th through the 27th. People will be able to bid and then come pick them up when the exhibit is over. And then all of the proceeds will go to that organization. And I'm not sure if people know what it is, but the Breast Screening Source of York County provides free mammograms to women who do not have insurance or who only have insurance that covers, say, hospital stays or emergency services. And so we are thrilled to be able to support this community organization that does such great things for the women here in York County. And another thing that we're doing during this project is on October 11th, the day after the reception for the exhibits, we have invited Envision Diagnostics to bring their mobile mammography unit to the Wells Fargo parking lot right beside the Center for the Arts. And we will, it's open to the public. They'll be offering 22 appointment slots for breast cancer screenings. They are 3D, which is an amazing, amazing technology. It's kind of like we were likening it to seeing photographs that were taken in like the 1860s for like 2D mammograms. And then 3D mammograms are kind of like the digital photography of today. They just allow them to see so much more. And women who need breast screenings and do not have insurance are eligible to participate in this mobile unit. They just need to get in touch with the York County or the Breast Screening Source of York County to get them, to help them.
I love it.
It's a fantastic way of art combining with a real world situation, which a lot of does happen, but this is something that affects so many people.
So we don't burn the bras anymore. Now we keep them and we turn them into art as they should be.
We love it. Well, as always, we can check out the Arts Council of York County. As Melanie Cooper said, swing by, stop by, say hello, follow you all on social media and all the other platforms to get connected. Because as Patty said earlier, the arts, well, they are alive and well here in York County. Yeah. Melanie Cooper, thank you so much for always the update. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.